What do you see when you look in the mirror? What Dave Reaver saw was far from himself. In fact, he wondered if anyone would love or care for him again. Perhaps life was not even worth living. It's an amazing story that may bring tears to your eyes as it did me. And it's next on The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
On July 26, 1969, the phosphorus grenade Dave Reaver was about to throw while serving in Vietnam was struck by a sniper's bullet. The resulting explosion caused him to lose 60 pounds of flesh in an instant.
My face was just gone. The right side of my face was skull. The left side was swollen to the width of my shoulder.
There was no way Dave should have survived the incident.
And on my way home, they stopped in Japan for me to die there. They said he's going to die, we're going to drop him in Japan. And they took my last will and testament. At the last minute, they changed and said, we're going to ship him on home. So they did.
While in Japan, he made a request that he says the doctors should have never granted. He asked for a mirror.
And when I saw myself in Japan, they held a mirror over me. I tried to take my life. Put it mildly, I pulled the tube and laid my head back and waited to die. And I always laugh when I tell it because I pulled the wrong tube. I pulled lunch and I got hungry. And if you're trying to die, don't get hungry. That means you want to live.
He was taken to Brooke Army Medical Center. A badly burned soldier was in the bed next to him. Dave saw that man's wife walk in and throw her wedding ring on the bed. She mumbled that she could never be seen with someone who looked that way. Dave sensed his young wife might very well do the same thing when she saw him.
I knew I was ruined. She walked up and bent down to kiss what was left of my face and looked me in my good eye. She said, I want you to know I really love you. Welcome home. I've shared this story thousands of times, and I can't ever share it without tears.
They've been married over 50 years now. You can catch our full interview on the Farming the Countryside podcast that's available this Friday, or just follow Farming the Countryside on Facebook to hear it. Our story here continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Columbia, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.